Blog Talk Radio.
Thomas, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality to you. The poor so-called American Negro. He's not a Negro, it's a slang, no good name that was given to him by his enemy, the slave master. Really, he is the lost and found member of his own nation, the aboriginal people of the earth, the black nation. He's not a Negro. He answers to that because he don't know better. And when he's told better, he still don't believe it's better. He still wants to answer to what his slave master has called him or given to him or teaches him. He don't want anything that his master has not put his thing, put his approval upon. He don't want nothing but what he has until the master tells them to take something different. A very foolish people they are. And the intellectual people are more foolish than the real ignorant ones. They are the one that is so poisoned under their teachings and trainings of their slave master's children. They are the worst to deal with because they are proud of what they have been taught. And they are smart enough to study the history of their people and yet then despise it because that they are now thinking that they are the equal and the friends of those who are enemies to them. They think they are their friends. But nevertheless, I said to you, wicked intellectual people and preachers who ruin your own people, way of life, the righteous, come and accept your own God's name and your people who are called by the names of God. Get out of this that you are now confused in and making yourself so disgraceful before the eyes of the civilized world of your kind. I warn you that your condition will never improve to good. Your way will not bring you into the way of peace and happiness. Your way is the way of the devil, and they will not lead and guide you in the way of truth and righteousness. They are opposed to truth and righteousness. They was made for truth and righteousness. They was made an enemy to truth and righteousness. You are now seeing these things, but yet you are too blind, you are too deaf and dumb to accept the right way for fear that you may lose the friendship of those whom you should lose the friendship of them, unless that you are going to show them the way of right. Not that you should go on in your foolish way of trying to live the life they are living and accept what they bid you to. They bid you to nothing but evil and filth. They have arrived in the time years that you who are with them 100%, you will suffer the consequence with them. You who pull away from them to righteousness, the doings of righteousness, you shall inherit the earth as it is written. You shall enjoy peace of mind and contentment. And the nation of righteous shall help you. And they that actually is now destroying you and bringing you to an end, they themselves one day will declare that you are the righteous and on the right course and should have been ordered from them. This is the race who are very wise and very shrewd and skillful. Do not take them lightly. They are very wise in the way of wickedness, not in the way of righteousness. They are wise to do evil, but not good. And they can deceive you who have not the knowledge of yourself and your God and your religion. Too easy to be even talked about. As easy as you can deceive an infant baby lying in the cradle. You are far wrong and blind. You are spiritually blind, deaf, and dumb. You are haters of self and lovers of your enemies. This will not get you anything like joy in this thing. It will get you grief, sorrow, and get you into want. I warn you that the God of peace, the God of love, the God of mercy and righteousness will not aid you in this day and time when you turn from him or stop up your ears to his call. Think not that you are wise in trying to reject Almighty God, Allah, and the true religion of Islam, which means entire submission to the will of God. You are not great enough, nor the nation and whom you are a subject to. It's great enough in wisdom and power to get away today with rejecting the truth and the presence of Almighty God Allah, whom he has to fulfill what is written of him of the prophet, that he would come, touch the earth, looking for you and me. And if we reject submitting to him and following and believing in him and his servant, we suffer hellfire. This is what you are about to do today. You think that the time will not come in your day and time. You think that it will come sometime, maybe in the days of your children, but not with you. But I say this is a very foolish idea. It is the idea of the rejectors of the past messengers and prophets of God. It is that ideal that they entertain. When the time of their doom drew near, they began to think it was a long ways off. But it was near. This is the way people is made to feel that rejects God and his religion, true religion, entire submission to his will. That's true religion. And carrying to the pasture of love for serving your brother. Do to your brother the things that you would like that he do for you, to you. These are old rules that you have heard, and people have tried to constrain others to follow and obey, carry it into practice. They call it sometimes the golden rule of righteousness or religion. Doing unto others as you would have others to do unto you. But you have been poisoned, robbed completely of the knowledge of yourself. Therefore you cry to those today who have been guilty of robbing and spoiling you, and still are guilty of robbing and spoiling you, will not wake you up to the knowledge that you have been spoiled and robbed. This is the thing that is going on today in our midst, that the world is a shame of. The world of your kind is a shame to see you down in the mud like a dog, begging for that which you can get yourself. Let's take a look at the fight for voting in the South. The poor, blind, deaf, and dumb people there, suffering all kinds of humiliation that they would not suffer and trying to seek the help of Almighty God Allah. They'd never put their bodies in the mud and in the dust to try to get Almighty God Allah to hear their prayers. They're down on their knees in water and mud. They walk miles and miles. They sing their songs of freedom while there is no freedom. They sing their songs of salvation while there is no salvation for them in the way that they are going, making themselves absolutely a disgraceful and ignorant people before the eyes of their own people, who wishes, prays that they would come to knowledge of the truth and get up out of the mud and dust and clean up themselves, make themselves fit for perception of them. How can you expect any people to accept you in such a praying to let them vote for you? You want to vote for none other than your master, the one that is beating you, clubbing you to death, and shooting you down for even asking them for the privilege, the freedom to vote. You will never be able to set your own man in the chair of authority to rule in the South and in Washington. You're going to vote only for the people that is now depriving you of voting and depriving you of the privilege to even help put them in office. No. You think that if you get a chance to vote, that you will be able to get near to those in authority as their equal. They are the ones control your voting. They are the ones that have the last say on whether or not your man that you choose shall rule. Your vote is not equal with theirs. They don't like to tell you so, but they know that a so-called Negro vote, the lost and found member of the Nation of Righteous, is not the value of his vote, because the so-called Negro is a white slave and don't own anything in this country like land. He's not the equal to the owners of America. He is not the one that studies and prepares laws for the land, for the people. He accepts whatever his master has made for law and for rule and for regulation. He is not the maker of the law. Now, he thinks that if he can bought like his slave master, he thinks that he have equal rights, equal authorities to put in office or out of office as the white man puts in and puts out his people of the office. This don't help you any, my friend. My people, wake up. Why do you want to be like that? Why do you want to vote to put in office your enemies? Why do you want to do these things to rule you? Are you so silly to think that this great earth here, that you and me are living on, that it is so narrow now that you cannot find a place on it to live yourself? When you are not so many, you are a few people to hundreds of millions and billions of your kind. Why do you want to force them, master that subjected your father to subject to slavery, and you now a free slave, to vote for them to ever rule you? Why don't you tell them, as I am saying, as I have on the last page of our paper, the Muhammad speech, why don't you join with me in saying the thing that you find written there? Since you are free, go ahead, unite, and exercise this freedom that your slave master promised and say he gave it to you 100 years ago. Why not be smart? Why not take advantage of the freedom? Why do you want to sell yourself back into slavery? You say, no, I want the vote so that I can get better consideration. Are you so foolish to think that you will be the equal with the white voters? No, you won't. How long do you think that it will take you in the South to become masters of the voting box? You won't be the one to count them. You won't be the one to tell one another whether or not your vote is qualified. You're not going to be the one to have the last say. So why are you disgracing yourself in the mud and in the dust at their feet, begging them to let you vote for them when there comes a election? Why don't you read the program that I have on the last page of our paper so that you will learn what to ask for and how to act as a civilized man of the earth? You are acting as a most ignorant person of the earth, wanting to become the brother of your enemies, wanting to become absolutely an equal member of the enemy whom God has denounced as a race of devils. Why do you want to be one of them? Why do you want to mix with them? You are absolutely silly yourself. God has now singled you out as being the first in the sun, and that the earth belongs to you and your kind. And the world of white men knows these things. They are not the owner of the earth. It's you the owner of the earth. And Allah calls you to accept you on, and you refuse. He warns you that a day of reckoning is nigh at hand. He warns you in me that the doom of this world is now. Therefore, face to face with it. There's no peace for the wicked. There is nothing but trouble, death, sorrow, and groaning and moaning that this world is facing. The bloody city, as Nahum prophesied of Nineveh, is now in America. All of us, it is full of bloodshedding of this so-called Negro. The police department have a free hand to go beat and kill at will. And the government backs them up when it comes to a so-called Negro. If it was not for the killing of a white priest there in the South a week or so ago, beating his head, do you think that you would have heard such speech coming from the mouth of the president? You had already been killed and beaten down there. But you continue to suffer the beating. Until now, white priestess come in and try to help show some sympathy for you. They know the Bible. You don't. They understand the Bible. You don't. Why didn't these priests come down and tell you, you are free men, Negroes, you're free. And the call of your God is now being heard in our midst. And the religion of your God is now being preached to you. He has sent his own messenger among you, teaching you the things of your salvation. Why did they teach you that? But go down to help condone your stand, knowing that this stand is wrong. It will never get you any salvation for following them. You don't belong to them. You're not brothers to them. By nature, you was not created a brother to them, and they was not created a brother to you. Why would they try and keep you in the dark? They don't want you to enjoy salvation. They want you to go on with them. They aid in trying to help you to remain in what you have. Secondly, they feel disgrace. They are intelligent. They know these things. To see the so-called Negro down at their government feet, begging and disgracing himself and them too. The world looking at ignorant and foolish so-called Negroes just taking beatings after beatings, day and night, trying to follow the white man and trying to lay hold on that which he thinks that will give power to force the white man to recognize him as an equal citizen, which the world knows that the American Negro could never hope for no such thing. It would only be false if it was given to you. It cannot be given to you, equality with the white man, because you are not his equal. This is the thing you don't like to hear. You're not his equal in his own house. This is his house. You cannot be the equal of another man's citizen of another country and another government. You are not his equal there, because that is his and not yours. He makes his laws, not you. He runs his own house according to his own will and not according to your will. And now you're being helped from slavery of a parent that was held in servitude slave for 300 long years, and now you asking that slave master's children make me your equal. No, make a way and let you get out from this house. This is the thing you intellectual people should be doing. Teaching your own people, since we are free and suffering humiliation and blood at the hands of our slave master's children, as our fathers suffered at the hands of these, their children's fathers. Let us go for ourselves. Ask them to give us a push-off. What I mean a push-off, the same push-off means help you to go for yourself. Since they have robbed you of everything and has not given to you an indeed freedom to do something for yourself, do not ask them to be with them and share with them what they have, but seek to go for self and share in that which is yours. The earth is great and it's wide, and there is no need for you to be begging a slave master to let you remain his slave. America, the white man of America, America will never give you no equal in his government. He cannot. How can he give you equal in his government when that he is the owner? Unless that he wants to relinquish his ownership of all that he has and give you equal share in that. He don't like to give you equal education and is not doing so. He don't like even as much to have you sitting beside him as his equal before the world. Your own black skin makes him to look upon you as something that he should be ruling and not you equal with him and rule. Because this is the thing that his father made him for, to rule you and me for 6,000 years. But I warn you, as God has warned me to teach you these bare truths, his time is up. There is no such thing that he has forever to live on the earth. He knows that. His time is up and the day of his doom approaches. I would say in our eyes. And you have this great everlasting privilege. Why don't you accept it? As I say unto you, in the name of Allah, get up off your knees, you mighty nation. You can accomplish what you will. As I say, assalamu alaikum.